Garraway urges a yes vote on an emergency levy. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A local school district is asking support for a fixed sum levy. The Garraway School District has a 10-year additional issue on the November 6th ballot for emergency requirements. Superintendent Jim Millay explains that the 4-mill rate would generate around $1 million a year.
All an emergency levy means is that it's a fixed sum levy. So we are asking our voters to vote on issue 4. One of the things that we will be doing with this levy money is adding safety improvements to our buildings.
The levy overlaps with homes in Coshocton counties, and he notes that the key issue is to keep the school buildings and students safe.
The two big safety improvements that we're looking at are new doors and, in some cases, a new door configuration. We also would like to start installing video monitoring.
Listen to WTUZ after the polls close at 7:30 p.m. for all of your coverage results. A 26-year-old will go back to a treatment program after being sentenced for attempted burglary and escape. Jamie Gill of Newcomerstown was in the program COBRA, but was terminated from the drug court program after 17 months for a Newcomerstown home invasion. Tuscarawas County Assistant Prosecutor Amanda Miller says the attempted burglary happened in February of 2017.
Then once he was taken into custody after the incident, he did make an attempt to run from officers. He did not get very far as he was shackled.
Due to the unsuccessful completion of COBRA, Gill was sentenced Thursday by Judge Elizabeth Tamakis to an 18-month prison term.
He is also remanded back to the county jail awaiting placement at the Stark Regional Community Correction Center. So he will have to complete that program successfully before he is released into the community.
The prison time was reserved for 2 years of supervision. Motorists are encouraged to plan ahead for delays in the area of West High Avenue near Bluebell Drive. The Ohio Department of Transportation District 11 crews will restrict State Route 39 for about 5 hours today for the installation of new traffic signals closest to the Tuscarawas River. The work on West High Avenue will be at the on and off ramps for US 250 and I-77 and is scheduled from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. One lane of traffic will be maintained by law enforcement personnel. Drivers should plan ahead for expected delays or take an alternate route. And in state news, the Ohio High School Athletic Association has postponed Saturday's state cross-country races because of the flooding at the course outside of Columbus. OHSAA officials on Thursday said championship races for boys and girls will be held November 10th at the National Trail Raceway in Hebron. Executive Director Jerry Snodgrass said in a statement that the postponement is the best solution for the safety and well-being of runners and that it's hoped conditions will have improved by next weekend. And in sports news, the Cavaliers couldn't make it to 2 wins in a row as they fell to Denver 110-91 at the Q last night. Cleveland's next game is Saturday night in Charlotte. And in college football, Akron lost to Northern Illinois last night 36-26. Ohio went to Western Michigan and got a big win 59-14. Number 10 Ohio State, they welcome Nebraska tomorrow at noon. That's a look at your 9 o'clock news. Now let's take a look at your Z Country forecast.
Cloudy, breezy, and cooler today. Daytime temperatures will be hovering in the upper 40s. Cloudy tonight, a few showers, especially later tonight. Low temperature in the upper 30s. Saturday starts off damp with morning showers. Then it will be cloudy and cool with some breaks of late afternoon sun expected. High temperature Saturday in the upper 40s. Decreasing clouds Saturday night will lead to patchy fog and frost into Sunday morning with a low of 34. Sunshine finally for Sunday, high of 57. A little milder by Monday with a high of 62. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Hexline.
For local news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.
Z Country, 99.9 Z Country.